right. Every single Wednesday at this time, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Got a few new submissions today, and let's just fill up those silos.
Let's do it.
We will always get to them, including stuff from Monto before we get to the P1s, because Justin said, hey, I've got something for Rentfree.
I do. I have a couple, actually. Mm-hmm. I'll start with this one, which I'm positive Mina will get, because we've talked about this before, but other people, maybe, maybe not.
The video of the monkey doing the thing to himself?
No audio to that, unfortunately, yet. But no, this is... So, recently, friends group and family, we've been talking a lot about one of our friends is moving to Midland.
Okay. Yep.
I know you know where this is going.
I know 100% where this is going.
So, now, anytime I hear the name, you know, of the band Midland or the town Midland, I think of one thing, and that is from the movie Friday Night Lights. Mm-hmm. Where, if you remember that movie, Boobie Miles, the star running back, gets hurt, he tears his ACL, and he goes to get a second opinion from a doctor, and the doctor tells him, hey, you tore your ACL, you can't play. He doesn't like that, and he starts accusing the guy of only telling him that because he's from Midland, their rival.
Listen, I'm ready to play.
What I want is for you
my
to be
team
able to...
needs me. I'm ready to play.
Listen to me.
I am listening to you.
I want what's best for you. You and I are on the same page. I want you
we
to be able
on
to
the same page.
No, we are.
How you gonna want what's best for me? Hold on. How you gonna want what's best for me? You from Midland, right?
Listen to me.
You from Midland?
Listen.
Huh?
I want to be able to
this is bull, man. You just jealous because you from Midland.
What I recommend, listen
you
to me.
You jealous because you from Midland. Who paying you?
I recommend.
Who paying you?
Yep.
So every Gosh. Time now I hear
and
Midland.
And also, who paying you? That's a good big one.
But it's, oh, you're from Midland, right?
Just thinking that the doctor doesn't, a doctor doesn't want him to play because he's from,
like, what help
he's
us
a,
out?
He's a Midland League guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't want us to play the Rebels.
Gotta take down Odessa So anytime, yeah, I hear Midland, it's, you're from Midland, right? Man. The other one I have here is, this is a Family Guy clip, and I've been doing this one a lot recently. Anytime I hear something come up and someone says it could be this or it could be this, I think of the Family Guy. This is an early episode called I and Peter Hear Me Roar, where he signs up for a timeshare like pitch sales meeting event thing. And there they promise you a boat if you go to it. And he goes to pick up the boat. And the guy instead offers him a mystery box, and he switches and says, I'll take the mystery box, and I'll tell you what is stuck in my head now.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Griffin. Now, I know you've been here all day, so if you'll just sign this contract without reading it, I'll take your blank check, and you won't not be not loving your timeshare before you know it.
Well, look, Slick, we're not going to buy you a lousy timeshare, all right? Now, where's my boat?
Oh, hold on. You have a choice. You can have the boat or the mystery box.
What, are you crazy? We'll take the boat.
No, not so fast, Lois. A boat's a boat, but the mystery box could be anything. It could even be a boat. You know how much we've wanted one of those.
Then let's just...
We'll take the box.
And they drive off, and it's just like a couple of tickets to a comedy club or something. But now, anytime I hear someone say, could be this or could be this, I have to chime in with, could even be a boat.
We've always wanted one of those.
Well, when, yeah. When I hear mystery box, I think of Peter. Welton's 840 series.
The week-long 840 series.
Yeah, I was part of that morning crew.
Did we ever find out what was in the mystery box?
It was a Grego bobblehead.
Oh.
And the whole bit was, y'all have to be like,
be a boat.
Is it a shoe? Guess again.
Bring that back.
Is that a hat?
He's threatened to bring it back.
Really?
Recently.
I'll give him whatever he wants. Well,
the World Cup's over. They've got segments to fill.
Right.
So, could be a boat.
Awesome.
Could be a boat.
All right, good. That's good stuff, Justin.
Love it.
All right, let's go to P1 Adrian. Only one yo. He says, yo, sweet spot. One overlooked aspect of the return of football is the return of NFL memes and GIFs. One that lives rent-free in my head was when the Saints swept the Buccaneers in Brady's first year at Tampa. Although the Bucs ended up beating the Saints in the playoffs, after the Saints won 38-3 in Tampa, the meme of how many times must we teach you this lesson, old man, from SpongeBob was used by the team. This is a chef's kiss. And again, I don't think you watch much SpongeBob.
SpongeBob missed me.
It missed me as well. I'm guessing a lot of people probably have their lighters up, but this is the audio of that moment on SpongeBob.
He's still gonna kick my butt!
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
I love the young people.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sure somebody out there is really happy, but man,
I know the starfish. I know SpongeBob, Squidward.
They live in a pineapple under the sea.
Yeah, I know that. It's about as much as I can give you.
They also have a burger shack they go to quite often.
Mm-hmm.
The Krabby Patty, perhaps.
That sounds right.
I don't know.
Take your word for it.
Got some blind spots.
The
you know?
Restaurant's called Krusty Krab, right?
Krusty Krab, okay. Sorry, Lando.
Doesn't offend me.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Well, let's go to Ryan. This is more up my alley, because I'm old. He goes, sweet spot. I need some moral support. I almost feel un-American. I'm sure you remember the Hansen brothers' assault on the opponent pregame, resulting in an all-out brawl. Cutscene.
Oh, slapshot.
We next find a referee in the foreground. A Hansen brother towers behind while the national anthem plays. The ref, extremely stressed out, he keeps turning around, and when he cracks, he turns to the Hansen brothers to admonish them. One of the brothers interrupts, and you'll hear it in the audio right here.
When the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
The ref is just staring.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, the line of three, you guys. You pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend. I'm looking at a f***ing song!
Turns back around. And the visual's great because all three brothers are just like bleeding from their eyes and their noses.
I feel like I need to give that movie a second shot. No pun intended. Yeah. I saw it one time. I thought it was okay. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I liked when the guy was explaining the penalties of you feel shame. I thought that was a funny sequence.
I mean, it's a 70s movie, but it's, you know. It's got its
place. We needed
place.
More Hansen brothers in that movie.
But
they were the best part.
Ryan says, this has been burned into my brain. It's been exacerbated by countless high school volleyball and baseball games. I'm sure others feel this. Day 1 P1 Ryan from Florida, circa 2018.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, this is another one right in my wheelhouse. He goes, Derek says, hello, sweetest of sweet spots. Mr. Bass and I share a mutual friend by the name of Michael Bortz.
No,
and
good
he would
dude.
Be very proud of my rent-free submission. Yeah, he sings the Matt Duchesne song.
Yep, and the national anthem at a lot of sporting
a
events.
Lot. He goes, have you ever been frustrated to the point where you feel like you were dealing with small children? Of course you have. This happens to me on a daily basis, and I cannot help but think about the great Billy Bob Thornton as a poker dealer in the movie Tombstone. When frustrated beyond belief, these words go through my mind, and I'll play the audio for you, but... Yes, I know exactly what he feels, and this is before Billy Bob actually hit it big when he was a smaller actor in this incredible Western classic, Tombstone.
And God damn, how many times am I going to have to tell you to keep that damn cigar out of my face? Huh? Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches. Something on your mind?
Just want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Well, for a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Well, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right,
man, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed? No? I didn't think so.
Hey man, Kurt Russell just slapping the crap out of Billy Bob Thornton as he takes over as the poker dealer who... was turning off a lot of customers at an otherwise pretty nice saloon.
It's a very quotable scene.
Yeah.
You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
Has everybody seen that on the show?
Another one. Saw it once. Way too young of an age. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I need to revisit it as an adult.
I know, Ham, you're a big Western guy. You're a big Deadwood guy. I feel like that was, what, early 90s?
90, 93?
293, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Justin?
For sure.
Okay.
Lando?
Don't even have to ask, man.
So it doesn't qualify for Sweet Spot Cinema. If we've all seen it at least one time.
Probably. Yeah, but we haven't just seen it since you were a kid.
That's true. Does that count? I feel like it has to be something we haven't seen ever.
Yeah.
We can still watch it.
Yeah,
you're watching
on Young Guns 1 or 2?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We could watch Young Guns.
That might be worth it at some point. All right, let's move on to Kenny. This is we're going to close out with this one, and this is one of my favorite pieces of ticket audio. Kenny says, I believe this is from a Super Bowl in Miami, and Gordo interviewed two young guys, and they had an original song at the ready. It went, Get in My Red Car Maybe Tomorrow, or something like that. I haven't heard it on the air in a while, but every time I see a red car, I sing that song in my head. And as a former member of the morning show when this was debuted, I sang this at my house all the time, and my wife now absolutely hates this and makes me love it that much more.
That's what I do with my time, try to make music.
What do you play?
Everything, lots of things.
So you play guitar?
Yeah, sing.
Piano, sing?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Can you sing a little bit for me?
What do you want me to sing?
Well, who's your favorite artist?
I don't know, I don't cover people, you know?
We'll sing an original thing, that'd be cool.
Julian, come here.
What's the duet?
Get in my red car.
Maybe tomorrow.
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 Baby, go to bed. Baby, go to bed. The song that we were playing the other day with our friends.
I would like to hear their real version of this song.
And anytime we're making plans and have to push something back, I will sing Maybe Tomorrow.
Maybe Tomorrow.
And it drives her insane. Or when the kids are up too late. Baby, go to bed.
So good.
They're so off key.
I love it.
So good. And that's another edition of Rent Free here on the Sweet Spot. Every Wednesday at 2:15, your submissions go to rentfree1310@gmail.com.